there's other things concerning your finances to talk about, and some of them far around the world, over near Russia and its environs. And John Taylor joins us now from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.
He suffered more anguish than even free burgers can cure. He wants $1.5 million in damages. And this is the Huckabee Report.
A little said about that. That's hard to figure. But there's other things concerning your finances to talk about, and some of them far around the world, over near Russia and its environs. And John Taylor joins us now from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith to indicate that that could affect your money. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, and sometimes we need to be reminded about how interconnected this all is. You remember that famous book a few years ago, The Earth is Flat? Well, it is economically. Now, this morning, Dow futures here in the U.S. are down substantially. They've been down as much as 135 points, primarily because of the threat of war between, of course, Russia and the Ukraine. I'll give you some idea how it's affecting lots of things. It will affect your finances. Gold, for example, is spiking this morning at a four-month high. Here's one you won't want to hear. Oil prices have already shot up this morning 2%. Natural gas prices up almost 2%. Expected to go higher. And what we're seeing, of course, for markets around the world is dropping significantly. If you look, for example, at the FTSE, that's the exchange in London, it's down 1.5%. The CAC, the exchange in Paris, down about 2.25%. Germany's DAX index down even more, almost 2.5%. And the Russian stock market is down about 9%. Market's also down in Asia. We're also seeing that the Mr. Putin is using not only military threat, but he's using something he's used before, and that's the threat of cutting off natural gas to Ukraine. Now, a company called Gazprom, that's the gas export monopoly in Russia, has done this before, twice since 2006. They've shut off natural gas to Ukraine to get them back in to lockstep with what he wants. And, of course, that's interesting to think about when you consider in our own country all the discussion we've had about the energy that's been discovered in the shale deposits and whether or not we should build more pipelines and et cetera, whether or not we should be exporting natural gas to Japan and other parts of the world. Clearly, with the excess of natural gas we've developed here in the United States, as Russia, for example, threatens to cut off Europe and other parts of that part of the world with natural gas, it means that the export markets for the United States will continue to grow. And then one other part that's a thing that's causing the markets to be down and weak this morning is what's happening in China. Everyone thinks that China is such a juggernaut. Well, actually, their economy has been tailing down for several quarters. We get another indication of that this morning, and that is the PMI, that's the Purchasing Managers Index, an indication of what's happening in their manufacturing sector, which is the vast part of their economy. It fell to a seventh-month low of 48.5. That number is significant because anything below 50 indicates a contraction in that part of the economy instead of an expansion. So how much of this downtick in our markets here and around the world and spike in gold prices and et cetera, how much of that's related to China? How much of that's related to the problems over in the peninsula that between Ukraine and Russia? Well, we really don't know. Not a lot of individual news related to stocks out this morning, but we do get a huge number here in the United States on Friday, and that will come from the Bureau of Labor Statistics or the Department of Labor, and that will be the jobs data. We'll get the unemployment rate, the number of non-farm payrolls, a lot of other data, and of course we know that we have, of course, a new chairperson of the Fed, Janet Yellen, and they're trying to read the tea leaves and decide what they're going to do about tapering and et cetera, and of course jobs numbers. One of the two things that are the dual objectives of the Fed is to create jobs and also to keep inflation low. Inflation's too low. But on Friday, we'll get all that jobs data. So you mix all that in, and once again, whether you like it or not, your investments are tied to what happens in other parts of the world that maybe you haven't thought about until this morning.
Yeah, and John, we thought that with Russia, the Cold War was over, but now I'm not so sure.
No, it's clear that a lot of those stresses and problems that we thought that we just ignored, they never went away.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith with the update. You could ask him a question about something he discussed or something that's on your mind concerning your finances, and he would love to talk with you. Again, the location in Fort Smith is 820 South 21st Street. You could call him at 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.